The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 7th chapter, text number 7, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on August 13, 1974, in Vrindavan, India.
मयि सर्वमिदं प्रोतं सूत्रेमनि गलायव द कंट्रोवर्सी अबाउट द एब्सोल्यूट ट्रूथ वेदर द एब्सोल्यूट ट्रूथ इज फॉर्म और फॉर्मलेस देयर आर मेनी फिलोसोफर्स. Some of them are impersonalists and some of them are personalists. In India, the impersonalists are known as Mayavadi and the personalists, they are known as Vaishnava. So, here the decision is given by Krishna Himself, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna means Bhagavan. Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam. This is the conclusion of Srimad Bhagavatam. And in the Rig Veda also, it is said, Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam. Vishnu is the Supreme. Sadapashyanti Sura. Those are demigods or advanced in spiritual knowledge. They always look after the lotus feet of Vishnu. But the demons, they do not know that the Vishnu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Absolute Truth. They cannot. Because they have taken the atheistic attitude, they cannot understand the Absolute Truth as the Supreme Person. Nate vidu sartha gatin hi Vishnu durashayaji bahiratha mani andha jathandhai rupaniyamana stipisa santra urudami baddha. Urudami baddha. We are so much conditioned. Just like one hands and legs are tied up, he cannot do anything independently. Similarly, we are so much tied up by the stringent laws of nature that we are not at all independent. But we are trying to adjust things in this material world to be happy. This is not possible. Therefore, Shastra says that they do not know what is the aim of life. Nati vidu. They do not know. Sarthaka thing, everyone is self-interested. Each of us, every one of us, we have got our self-interest. But we do not know actually what is our self-interest. The self-interest is to understand Vishnu, Tad Vishnu, Paramam Padam. That is our aim. Vishnu and Krishna the same. But there is controversy whether Vishnu is secondary or Krishna is secondary. According to Shastra, nobody is secondary. Vishnu and Krishna, they are simply expansion. They are not different. Advaita, Achyuta, Anadi, Ananta Rupam. Vishnu has Ananta Rupam, unlimited forms. Taki, Advaita, Achyuta, they are not different. The other day I explained the candle, first candle, second candle, third candle, but no candle is less powerful than the other candle. This is the conclusion. So, either we say Vishnu, or we say Krishna, or Rama, Nrisimha, Balaram, they are all expansions of the Supreme Person, Krishna. Therefore, Krishna says, Matta Parataram Nanya. There is no more superior authority than me. This is the conclusion. Matta from me. Na Anya. Nobody else is superior. That is the conclusion of the Shastra. And Krishna personally also says, Matta Parataram Nanya Kinchi. Nobody. There is controversy. In another place Krishna says, Aham Adihi Devana. He is the origin of all demigods. The principal demigods are Vishnu and Maheshwar, and Maheshwar means Lord Shiva, and Brahma. Brahma, Vishnu, Maheshwar. So Krishna is the origin of Brahma, Vishnu, Maheshwar. They are gunavata. For maintaining this material world, the material world is composed of three gunas, satta, raja, tama. So, the director of the sattva-gun department is Lord Vishnu. And the director of the raja-gun department is Lord Brahma. And the director of the tama-gun department is Lord Shiva. Origin is Krishna. Therefore, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is concluded, after describing all the incarnation of God, different incarnation, the conclusion is made, iti chaṁsakala puṁsa krishnastu bhagavān sayam. All the incarnation mentioned in this chapter, they are either expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead or expansion of the expansion, secondary expansion. Aṅsa kala. Aṅsa means expansion and kala means expansion of the expansion. Just like a first expansion is Balaram. And from Balaram, next expansion is the Chaturbhuva, Sankarsan, Pradyumna, Vasudeva Pradyumna, Aniruddha, Sankarsan. These expansions are going on. But that expansion does not mean one expansion is less powerful than the other. This is transcendental, the same formula, Advaita, Achyuta, Anadi, Advaita, always Advaita, not different. Achyuta, not fall down. So, Krishna is the origin. Ishara Parama Krishna. They are Ishara, Ishvara means controller, powerful. Even the demigods, they are also Ishvaras. You are also Ishvara, I am also Ishvara. Ishvara means controller. Anyone who has got little control, he can be called Ishvara. That is the dictionary meaning. But even the original Ishvaras, namely Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesha, they are also not supreme Ishvara. The supreme Ishvara is Krishna. Ishvara Parama Krishna. That is the Shastric conclusion. So, Shastra says Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead, and Krishna himself also says, Matta Parataram Nanyat. Therefore, as Arjuna understood, Krishna, Parabrahma Param Dhamma Pavitram Paramam Bhavan. Arjuna has said that, I heard from the Shastras about yourself, and you are personally speaking that you are the Supreme, and not only that, the great sages like Vyasdev, Asita Devara, great authorities, they also admit that you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, there is no doubt. The conclusion is the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Krishna. As it was in the beginning said by Krishna, asaṃsayaṃ samabrahmāṁ yathā gyāśyasi tacchim. Asaṃsayaṃ, without any doubt. So the Krishna consciousness movement means you can understand who is the Supreme Personality of God. There are so many societies all over the world, so many religious systems, but they cannot give exact idea of the Supreme Personality of God. Some has got some idea, others have got other idea. But so far we are concerned, we are fixed up in Krishna, and that is rightly, because Krishna is supported not only by the Vedas and by the demigods headed by Lord Brahma and authorities like Vyasdev, Asita Devala, and Arjuna, who heard Bhagavad Gita personally from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He also admits all the acharyas, even Shankaracharya, although he was impersonalist, he admits Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. Sabhagavan Sang Krishna, Narayan, he also admits that Narayan is not a person of this created material world. Narayana para of Bhakta. And he admits also Sabhagavan Sang Krishna. He has appeared as the son of Devaki and Vasudeva. He admits. So, Krishna is admitted as the Supreme Personality of Godhead by all authorities. There is no doubt about it. And Krishna personally confirms, Matta Parataram Nanya. There is no more superior being than myself. So, where is the difficulty to understand what is God? There is no difficulty. But if we are obstinate, if we do not try to understand what is God, there is a different thing. But everything is there. So we should take it for acceptance that nobody is superior than Krishna. Bhagavad says, Krishna Stu Bhagavan Sam, Brahma Sangita says, Ishara Parama Krishna. So it is concluded. There is no controversy. Matta parataraṁ nānyā kinci jakti dhananjaya mahi sarvavidam prutam. Everything is in me. It is already explained that Krishna has got two energies. Just like heat and light. The energies of the fire. Similarly, Krishna is enjoying his spiritual blissful life. He is spiritual Satchidananda Vigraha, Ananda, Anandamaya Vyasa. So, he is in Vrindavan having his Ananda spiritual bliss, enjoyment with his associates, ever as eternal associates, the gopis, the cowherd boy, his mother, his father, Mother Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj. So he is enjoying in his abode, Goloka. That is also confirmed. Goloka eva nivasati, akhilatma bhuta. Still, he is present everywhere. Ekamsina sthitu jagat. Andantarastham paramanu chayantarastham. He is within this universe. He is within your heart. Ishara sarvabhutanam riddhesh arjuna tishtati. In one word, without him, nothing can exist. Therefore, it is said, mai sarvam idam purotam. Everything is existing in me. Sarvam idam. The two energies in the material world, the two energies are working, the two energies are from Krishna. Therefore, everything is resting on Krishna. In another place, Krishna says, maya tatamidam sarvam. The same thing. I am expanded. Tatam. Tatam means expanded. So he is expanded by his energy. Just like the lamp is expanded by the light. When the illumination in the lamp will stop, the expansion also will stop. Similarly, whatever we see, it is all resting on Krishna's energy. It is working on Krishna's energy. Just like I am, it is not very difficult to understand. Just like I am, what is I am? Am I this body? No, I am not this body. The body is my house. I am living in the house. Am I this mind? No, I am not this mind. This is called meditation, to understand. I am not this body. I am not this niti-niti. I am aham brahmasmi. So aham brahmasmi, dehinasmi jatha dehi, that Brahma, particular Brahma, is there within the body. It is very small. You that study, it is stated that Atman, Paramatma, they are living together. And where is the Atma? Paramatma. The Paramatma is stated also, Ishara Sarvabhutanam Riddhesh Arjuna Tishti. So everything, Paramatma is within my heart, and I am sitting with Paramatma, therefore I am also within the heart. So medical science, they also know, they take care of the heart. When the heart stops, then everything stops. That means when the Atma goes out of it, it has no meaning. So, in the small scale, the whole construction of this body is dependent on that Atma. So, this is the example. That the Atma is so small, 1/10,000 part of the top of here. Because that small particle is there within this body, therefore it is so beautiful, it is nicely working, the brain is working, everything is there. Scientists are there finding out, trying to find out what is the living force. Sometimes they are catching the blood, sometimes they are straddling the cells or this or that, but failure. Because they could not capture the Atma. But Atma is so small, it is not possible, even you cannot see where it is. But it is perceived that there is something within this body, living force, generally they call it. Therefore the body is working. It is spread all over the body. Jina sarvam idam tatam vinashi tu tadvidhi. Jina sarvam idam tatam. That thing which is sarvam idam tatam is spread all over the body as light, illumination. So I am Atma, you are Atma. So your illumination, consciousness is spread all over the body. Therefore, so long I am in this body, I feel pains and pleasure because consciousness is spread. In the same way, as Krishna says, he is the supreme soul. I am individual, very, very minute, small particle, and Krishna is the supreme whole. So, as I am controlling over this body, so where is the difficulty? Krishna is controlling over the whole universe. Where is the difficulty? There is no difficulty. But we will not understand. That is the difficulty. Here it is clearly said, Mahi sarvamidam purutam sutre mani ganaiva. There is no difficulty. In another place also Krishna said, Maya tadamidam sarvam. Maya. The original is person, Maya, aham, Maya. So by me, sarvamidam tatam. How? That is already explained. By the two energies, the spiritual energy and the material energy, para na para prakriti. That is explained in all over the universe creation. So where is the difficulty? Maya tatamidam sadvam, anything. That is Krishna's energy. Therefore, those who are devotee, Vaishnava, they can understand that everything is Krishna's. I am also Krishna's energy. You are also Krishna's energy. Jiva Bhuti. Aparayam mitastu vidhime prakritim para Jiva Bhuti. We are para prakriti. All of us, living entities, part and parcel of Krishna. So the living entity and this matter, two combination makes the whole creation. Everywhere the creation is going on. So therefore, the conclusion is maya tadamidam sadvam. Everywhere I am expanded. Where is the difficult to understand? Sutre mani ganaiva, as the pearls are set up on a thread, standing, everything is dazzling. But they are all resting on the thread. Similarly, everything is resting on Krishna. Krishna is the support. We are discovering so many laws, or the laws are there, they are discovering the laws. But the original support is Krishna. The whole planetary system, the modern science says, the law of gravitation. But that is not very perfectly explained. We can question, there are so many things. But from the Vedic literature, we understand that Krishna, in his ananta future, ananta dev, or sesa sai, nag, the hooves are expanded and all the planets are resting on his hooves. It is so small and the hood is very big in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Therefore, the planets are resting not on the law of gravitation, but on the head of Krishna, in his form of sesha. This is our Vedic conclusion. So any way you take what Krishna says, mai sarvamidam purutam, everything resting on me. Similarly, in the ninth chapter, Krishna says, maya tatamidam sarvam jagat abhaktamurtina. The energies are abhakt. Energy, just like there is light, but it is impersonal. But the lamp is personal or localized. Similarly, Krishna's energies, or take another example, the sun sign is impersonal. But the sun is personal. Sun is not impersonal. Where from the sun sign is coming? It is coming from this sun globe. And within the sun globe, there is the sun god. His name is there also. Vivashyam. Name means person. As the sun is person, and we worship the sun, Sabita, Om Bhur Vivashyam, Tasabitu Varanam. So, this is the worship of the sun god, the morning sunrise. So, the sun god is also person. So, we can study what is the nature of the absolute person by studying the sun. The sun globe is localized, the sun sign is spread all over the universe, and within the sun globe, there is the sun god, Vivashyam. Similarly, the original planet is Goloka Vrindavan, Chintamani Prakara Sadmasu Kalpa Vrikkhalakha Vritesu Suravi Ravi Palayan, Vaikunthalok. Original, the Goloka Vrindavan, the abode of Krishna. So, take it just like sun globe. And within the Goloka Vrindavan planet, there is the Supreme Person, Krishna. Just like exactly within the sun, the person, sun god, his name is Vivashyam. And from that globe, Goloka Vrindavan, there is rays, Jasaprabha Prabhavato Jagadanna Koti, Koti Subasudhadi Vibhuti Vinnam. On account of that effulgence from the Goloka Vrindavan, there are innumerable spiritual and material planets. The spiritual planets are called Vaikuntha Lokas, and in the material sphere there are so many planets, sun, moon, Venus, Earth, so many, millions and millions. They're all resting on that effulgence, Brahma effulgence, Jasya Prabha. Jasya Prabha Prabhavatu Jagadannakut Tat Brahma Ananta Sesa Bhutam Govindam. The Brahma Jyoti is the rays of the bodily rays of Krishna.